The White House today outlines details about President Obama's newly planned trip to Cuba, scheduled for next month. He'll become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba in nearly a century. The decision to go is already drawing opposition. Republican presidential candidate and Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio tells CNN he's opposed.
It's not just a communist dictatorship, it is an anti-American communist dictatorship. The Cuban government 3 years ago helped North Korea evade UN sanctions. They were caught trying to ship missile parts to North Korea. Nothing happened.
For a closer look at the president's trip, we're joined now by Michaud Spring. She's the Boston-based global chair of the public relations firm Weber Shandwick. She's also a former deputy mayor of the city of Boston in the Kevin White administration and is a Cuban-American herself. Michaud Spring, who's taken lots of trips to Cuba, thank you very much for joining Morning Edition today.
Delighted to do so, Bob.
What should we make of this, do you think, this trip by the president to Cuba?
Well, I think the president is really trying to move change, and it hasn't come easy. As Secretary Pritzker said yesterday in Washington, the Cubans need to also process some of the requests from American companies who want to do business in Cuba. There's got to be a little more give on their side, because certainly the president has done a lot to open relations, and change in Cuba is coming very slowly. Whether they're overwhelmed by the requests and really do not have the infrastructure to process all this change and all these requests, you know, from cruise ships to agricultural companies who want to come in, or whether they're deliberately trying to slow change, it's hard to understand, but they've got to accelerate their opening. If we're going to be successful. And the interesting thing to know about the president's timing is that the Cuba Communist Party Congress is in April, where they will review their economic policies and hopefully make some changes. And so the president's visit in March is very timely.
So I have to ask, as a Boston businesswoman who I'm sure has interest in doing business in Cuba with your company, do you sense a reluctance by officials there to help?
In Cuba?
Yes, to help U.S. businesses get into the market beyond the infrastructure problems?
It's really hard to tell, because it's a big black box. There's no transparency to the process. So I know of a lot of companies who have expressed interest in doing business in Cuba, and then it's a black box. You've got to wait for the next step, and there's no clear process. So I think for Americans who demand and expect, particularly in this day and age, transparency about everything, this is hard to figure and hard to factor into your business plan.
You know, there is criticism of the president going to Cuba. Several of the Republican presidential candidates have said they oppose it. One in particular said that the president should not go while the Castros are in power. What do you make of that?
The president has made it clear that he believes the best way to help the Cuban people is by really helping to open the economy. He's going to be incredibly well received in Cuba. He disrupts the narrative that the Cubans have heard about the U.S. forever, because of his African-American president who was elected by the people. And by the way, with the backdrop of two Cuban-Americans running in the Republican primaries, it's really quite interesting, right? Because we are underscoring our system and the power of democracy for the Cubans, particularly with President Obama going there. So I understand the reluctance. I understand, but the people in Cuba can't wait. Particularly, these Castro brothers seem to be very, very healthy. So it's hard to ask them to wait for opportunity until there's a new day.
Let me come back and ask one more business question, if I might, before I let you go, Michaud Spring. What happens if Cuba does not accelerate its overtures to U.S. businesses? How long will U.S. business interests be patient before they just say it's not worth it? For the time being, I'm going to walk away.
Well, it's an interesting question. For some of them, we'll wait patiently, because the opportunity is, Cuba is located in terms of tourism. It's so well poised to open up and be enormously important. So it's a market that has a very well-educated population. I always like to say that it's the workforce of Singapore, but at half the cost. The problem is that it's wrapped up in such difficult political issues that it's hard to get to. But I think they will wait a cycle or two, but not forever.
Michelle Spring, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Bob.
Cuban-American Michelle Spring is based in Boston. She's the global chair of the public relations firm Weber Shandwick.